You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan, going back to that all-decade Big Ten team. Second team for Wisconsin, offensive line. These are the two guys that made it. One was Kevin Zeitler, made the second team for Big Ten. Gabe Karimi was the other that made second team. So you had one first team and two second team Badgers offensive linemen making their all-decade team. I have not seen second team for running back or linebacker, anything concerning the Badgers. Here we go. Melvin Gordon was named a second teamer by the Big Ten Network for second team all Big Ten, all decade. So Melvin Gordon was second team. Jonathan Taylor was first team there. You have something more there, Mr. Plucker?
No, it's breaking news regarding baseball.
Oh, well, lovely. Okay, hold on. Breaking news on the Fan is brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference.
I like Dell Technology.
Go listen at radio.com/Dell. Dan Plucker, what do you got?
Well, it's something we all saw coming, but now it's officially official. The Major League Baseball has informed Minor League Baseball that it will not be providing its affiliated minor league teams with players for the 2020 season. As a result, there will be no Minor League Baseball this season. These are unprecedented times for our country and our organization, as this is the first time in our history that we've had a summer without minor league baseball, said Minor League Baseball President and CEO Pat O'Connor. While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for an exciting 2021 season of affordable family entertainment.
So how do you guys gonna make money?
They're not.
Now, I know the draft picks got paid. They got a little piece of change, so they'll be fine.
They
only have five rounds.
Most of these teams, the Brewers announced, they're paying all their minor leaguers their normal stipend they would normally get through August, which would be the completion of their season. So it appears the Brewers paid them their normal stipends they would normally pay them.
Stipend is the same as a salary?
Well, they don't really make money. Year to year in the minor leagues. You make all of your money on your signing bonus money and your initial salary that you sign originally out of the draft.
Sense. That's why they give them big bonuses.
Yeah, but those guys that aren't big draft picks aren't making squat for money, really. In the minor leagues, you're trying to go get to the big leagues to try and make that big money. That's what you're trying to do. So, no, they're not getting a lot of money necessarily, but at least they were getting something still. So some of those guys, I probably went and got regular jobs to work, figuring that this was going to happen.
Now, what about, remember I had the idea of something, what if one of these Korean teams called one of these guys up and try to give them a couple $1 million to come play? Could they do that? Just like the NBA said, the teams who are out, could they start their own league up to try to make some money if guys want to play? It has to be room for it because it's so unprecedented. Can these guys go to South Korea and play, make a couple mil, and you know, stay over there for a couple of months and then come back? I don't know how that works, but I feel bad these guys can't make a living, man. It's just sad. It really is.
Yeah, it stinks. And as I've talked about before, and I'll bring up again, it really sucks for the small market teams. With all due respect to the big market teams, you can buy a championship. Small market teams aren't in that same position. So you really rely on development of your minor league players getting to the major leagues as soon as possible. And in most cases, you're still talking, you know, three to 5 years, somewhere in that area, sometimes longer than that, depending on if they're coming out of high school. So now you've put back a ton of players, a complete season, a complete year back in their development, and now they're a year older. And as we all know in sports, the older you are, the less valuable you are most of the time. So, you know, if you're 30, you're less valuable than you were at 28. If you're 28, you're less valuable than you were at 26. If you're 26, you're less valuable than you were when you were 24. So a lot of these guys losing value literally as days go by here without playing a minor league baseball game, and that sucks, Gary.
No, it does. But, I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, we're living in different times. No one saw this coming, Steve, so you have to adjust. And a lot of stores are not, a lot of people are not making money. A lot of stores are not making money. Conversely, yes, pro sports, these guys are not making money. So you got to pay in and pay out some of these things. And so it's affecting a lot of people. It's also affected you at your job, Steve. We were asked to take some pay cuts at our job, too. So, I mean, that's just the way of the world right now.
Speaking of pay cuts, since you brought it up, I wasn't going to do it here, but I'll throw it out there since you brought up pay cuts. University of Iowa Athletics Department on Tuesday announced $15 million in budget cuts for the new fiscal year in the Iowa Athletics Department, including 1 year, 15% pay cuts to its biggest name coaches, including football coach Carrick Ferentz and basketball coach Fran McCaffrey.
That's where they got to start first, no doubt about it.
And definitely, let's see here. Iowa Athletics Director Gary Barta also is cutting his total compensation package by more than 30%. Deputy Athletics Director Barbara Burke has agreed to a 25% salary reduction for the upcoming season.
But it's just like Fox didn't want to do golf no more. NBC picked it up.
Half the price.
Right. So another man's trash is another man's treasure. Hopefully these guys and young ladies can make that money out doing something else. That's what I said. If I take a pay cut, can I start a podcast and make that 25% up? Or I got to just take a cut.
You just got to take
a cut. And do the same amount of work. Can I do 25% less work? You know, that's the kind of stuff that you can. When you don't have a union speaking for you, ain't nothing you can do about it.
No.
Nothing you can do.
Nope. Go with the flow or find a new job. Your call.
Right.
Matt, you figure out how you want to. How you want to go about life. That's what it comes down to.
Bet on yourself. I mean, if you got some money saved up, go start your own business.
But the industry that you work in has to be stable enough to think that you can get another gig. I mean, and that's just it. Like you brought up with these minor league baseball players. Okay, give up on your baseball dream of getting to the majors. Mm-hmm. Walk out of camp and go play, you know, somewhere else. By the way, good luck going to play somewhere else at this point, because like nobody is allowing U.S. citizens in at this point. But if you can get yourself in somewhere to go play somewhere else, well, good luck to you. But you're going to be, you know, out of luck as far as it comes here, and you're going to have to work to get yourself back into a system. And guys that are that low down in the system, most of these guys that are double A and below, they're not getting jobs anywhere else.
No.
They're stuck here.
No.
They are. And that's just the reality of the situation. So, again, as we talked about before, they are completely 110% screwed in this deal. Now, meanwhile, those guys can't play, but independent baseball, that's going to continue on. Milwaukee Milkmen here start this week, July 3rd, I think, is Friday, is their first game. And they're going to play like 60 games, and they're going to have fans in the stands and the whole deal. So,
how are they going to do that?
They're doing it. And they're going to, the Milkmen are going to be home base for not only the Milkmen, but also for the Chicago team. In that independent.
Well, that place over there, Steve, they ain't messing around now at the Rock now.
No, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
They're going full throttle now.
I'm sure they're telling people to wear a mask, though.
Oh, probably, yes. Yeah, I'd probably imagine so.
Checking a game I didn't
see the official deal on it, but I would assume that's probably what's going to happen. But, again, that starts July 3rd, and like Gary said, They have that umbrella bar up there at the Rock, and that place, I swear to you, is filled every single night with people up there drinking and partying and doing their own thing.
I see the little leaguers all over Pick and Save, and they look so cute.
Yeah, and then you've got youth leagues playing up there at the Rock, and then you've got the adult leagues, the 40 and over leagues, the 50 and over leagues, 30 and over leagues. Those adult dudes are all playing fast pitch baseball out there as well.
They ain't doing no money. They ain't no economics. They doing that for free, right? Ain't no money in that.
No.
Because you're in the love of the game.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, they're doing it just to play. Like Don August, former Brewer pitcher, he plays out in that league, out there in one of the leagues, and continues to pitch at this rate. So you've got a lot of guys that are former minor leaguers, a couple former Major League Baseball pitchers that are out there in that league, still out there throwing, 50-some years old, whatever the case is.
I'm not going out there trying to catch no COVID, and I ain't getting paid for it. Yeah, I'm going to sit this year out, man.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. No question. I'm just saying, as far as what's going on out there and how busy they are, plus they got that drive-in like movie theater that they've got going on as well, that they put up out there too. So they've got
anything
that going on
like
Friday nights.
Some money. Yeah. We gotta support our local people too. And we used to do that when the first pandemic started. We, our local restaurants, people started to come out, because Wisconsin state has not gotten too bad, but you still gotta take precautions and be out there. But there's still some people think that certain people can't catch it. But as far as back to baseball for a minute, I know a lot of minor leaguer guys growing up, and it's tough for them. So I feel bad for them. I just hoping it's another way they can make some revenue somewhere. Maybe some of these guys, some of these networks can hire some of these guys to analyze baseball. I would love to see a double-A pitcher get on there and talk about how Kershaw, doing this or doing, maybe it'd be hire them in the media, let them talk, so they make some money, man. That would be nice.
Yeah, sure. I guess you can do at this point is something that needs to be done, without question.
I'll start your podcast up. I'll listen to it.
We'll come back. We'll get back to the Jordan Love topic we're going to do.
Already.
Are you now on board with the Jordan Love pick?
I thought we were going to talk right over that, but obviously not.
Are you now on board with the Jordan Love pick? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. I'm on board with Robert Specialty Meats. 4th of July weekend is upon us, and however we choose to celebrate the holiday with our family and friends, when it comes to the All-American Cookout, shop Robert Specialty Meats for all things delicious. Fully stocked with all your grilling favorites from all-natural chicken. They have some of the biggest chicken breasts I've ever seen, to be honest with you. They are gigantic. Pork ribs and shoulders, all your favorite steaks, plus several types of handmade sausages, like the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. Or the Al Capone Italian sausage, just scrumptious, with all the awesome ingredients of the Al Capone roast, all kinds of different meats and cheeses, and it's huge. You need like a brat bun in order to if you put it in a bun to eat it. It's just delicious. Make sure you order up plenty of their legendary ribs on a stick, that's everybody's favorite, and marinated chicken skewers ready for the grill. Visit them in Waukesha. Call Roberts Specialty Meats today. Talk to Paul Roberts himself. 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal snack treats. Visit their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambo Leap, hanging out with you here.
Steve, you know what I miss?
On a Kim and LaVoy Tuesday. What do you miss, Gary?
I miss Stevie.
What? I know what I miss. Let me see.
I miss being in the studio.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, here's why.
You got your dog with you. You can go outside and do your show or open up the windows.
Yeah.
You go sit out by the water. You don't even have. I'm in the studio with windows that don't open, and it's gorgeous outside right now.
I got my dog.
And it's me and Plunk.
Steve, I just got another dog, Steve.
You got two dogs?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is the other dog?
A Mastador.
Another big dog?
Huh?
You got two gigantic... Hold on. You got two gigantic dogs now?
Well, I'm working on it.
I'm confused.
I seen you some pictures.
Wait a second.
Does Maddie... Is she okay with that?
Well, we ain't that far yet along, but
okay.
We getting
there. I don't think she's going to be
Wait a second. Wait a second. Because
you know Maddie getting that report card from school, Steve Leroy.
What?
You know what it say, don't it?
Oh, we in school.
Yeah, like Maddie get a report card when she go. Not. Yeah, yeah. You know what she get, Leroy?
What?
Don't get along well with others.
I don't blame her. She want her own space.
So is this dog a male dog or a female dog that you got?
Female.
So you got two female dogs now.
Oh, you got your hands full.
Not yet. We're working on it, Steve. Not yet.
Oh, you don't have the dog yet. You're going to.
No, I don't have it yet. Yeah, yeah, working on it.
Oh, is a baby or grown?
Oh, it's going to be a baby. But we're still working on it.
You raised Maddie since she was a baby.
Yeah, she was a puppy. Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, it may work if she's a puppy. Okay.
No, she's a pup.
I thought you were going to put another grown in there with Maddie.
No, 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 no. She ain't doing that.
So she'll raise the baby. So she'll be fine.
Yeah, we work.
No chance. You couldn't pay me to have two dogs at this point.
Why?
One is plenty enough for me. There's no way I can handle
two. Y'all didn't do Finn, right? Well, see, you came in.
Finn's the only child.
Finn is by her mom's right now for a couple of weeks, and it's quiet around the house. It's quiet.
Why y'all treat Finn like that?
Well, because we went to Indianapolis, and we had nobody else to watch him. So
right.
We brought him up there, and then we're supposed to go to Iowa in a couple of weeks. So we just said, you can hold on to him until we come back from Iowa.
Okay. He's going to be so glad to see y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
But y'all ain't trained Finn right, though, man.
What are you talking about?
Sam home, bro. What are you talking about, Gary?
Y'all ain't trained right. If you train it right, you
No,
get
I didn't send
one.
Him to obedience school or nothing.
Right.
No.
Then you get another he one then if you train it right.
How much money did you drop on obedience school?
Oh, you got to take him to obedience school, cuz.
How much?
I don't know.
You do.
It's on your credit card. Well, you got it for. Oh, he got it on scholarship.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, I don't get that. I don't get scholarship, Gary. So I'm going to have to pay for the obedience school that we are.
No,
it's that dog too, man.
How you guys know what it costs?
Actually,
he knows.
I know.
Actually, because you take the dog to obedience school to train you.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean to train me?
That's what they do. They train you. That's who they train. They train you. And you train the dog. So they train you how to train the dog.
That sounds expensive.
Dang right it does.
That's their motto. That's their motto. That's their slogan. We train you.
So let me see.
Obedience school.
So you had the obedience school, and then you brought home Maddie, and Maddie didn't tear your house up at any point?
Oh, yes, she did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, of course she did.
Our dog hasn't torn our house up like that. Nothing like that. And we didn't go to obedience school.
Oh, yeah, last Christmas.
Oh.
Last Christmas, Matt ate up all the Christmas presents.
Oh,
opened them all up.
Opened them all up
underneath the tree. Steve, I came back home with Christmas presents all over the place, paper. And she's nowhere to be seen. Nowhere to be seen. Can't find her. Won't come when you call or nothing. No, she done messed up. You know Biscuit do the same thing, Leroy. Don't even try that.
No, Biscuit don't do that.
A dog named Biscuit ain't doing that, Gary.
Well, Biscuit saved Leroy's life now. Now, don't talk about
Biscuit. Yeah, we ain't got time for that story.
We've already heard that story like 10 years ago.
Biscuit saved Leroy's life.
We've heard that story. You guys are just trying to sidetrack this Jordan Love topic.
Biscuit,
you thank you, Steve.
Biscuit was on national news, man.
He sure was. He got his hair cut the other day for $82.
How much?
$82, but he don't have to get another one until October, September.
No, that's too much, Leroy.
What? Like he only get it like every 3 months to cut it like that.
$82 for a dog haircut? Not a chance.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's a grooming thing.
Leroy,
he don't grow like
Who got the dog, Leroy? Which one?
Gabrielle.
Gabriel got him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can take him over where I take him at Oak Creek with tip. It's $40.
But the dog is.
Why you paid so much, man?
What? That's he don't go. How often do you go though? I mean,
once every three or four months.
Three or four months. It's the same girl been cutting since he was a baby.
I take Maddie once a month.
See, I pay. I'm gonna tell. Oh,
but it don't cost it. It ain't even about $20.
I'm gonna tell you why I pay extra because you know I'm claustrophobic. I don't want to be claustrophobic. Okay. So I don't want to put him in a kennel. So I pay extra to let him be free range. I don't want him in a cage. Don't never put him in a cage. So you have to pay extra to let him free roam. It's like an extra $15. I do not want him. Matter of fact, there's two heroes in Wisconsin. They saw a bear with a bucket on his head.
I saw the video. It was a cheese ball bucket or something.
Yeah, because you know I saw that video and freaked out. So the young man who took that bucket off his head is a hero. Can you imagine me being that on my head and I'm swimming around hoping God send some angels to help me. So shout out to the people in Wisconsin who did that. So yeah, I'll pay extra $15, $20 for Biscuit not to be in his little kennel sitting there shaking until I pick him up. No, I want him running around because he ain't going to use the bathroom. He ain't going to argue with no dogs. I want him free range. So when I pick him up, do not put him in a kennel. Nope. Oh, he'll be fine. They're used to. No, ma'am. I'll pay extra. Do not put him in there. No.
No, I crate Maddie. Don't get.
I don't.
But you leave it open. She can come in and out of it. That's fine.
I got crate.
Our dog has a free room of our house. No restrictions.
Yeah, free. That's how it's supposed to be.
Well,
Steve.
Not free reign. I should see free reign. The dog is not allowed on our bed. Outside of free reign. Yeah. Outside of that, whatever. Doesn't really matter.
Now Biscuit will get up on the bed. You can put your foot up on him like a little thing, but he ain't finna sleep up there.
No, that's not it. I don't get the people that have dogs sleeping with them. I don't get that at all.
Well, at the foot of the bed, not in the bed, but at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, the foot of the bed.
Now, I don't know about having them in the bed. They kissing all on them and all that. But do what you want.
You know, Gabrielle, I mean, with having them dog in the bed.
Biscuit a good. Mind more than my kids do if I tell them to do something. Exactly. He ain't finna scratch up the furniture. He ain't finna bark at the UPS man.
Oh,
he ain't finna do all that.
My Maddie eat up furniture, cuz.
She just want to be let out, though, Gary.
I thought you said she went to an obedience class.
You got a good point.
You need to go get your money back, man.
You need your money back, man.
They screwed you, man.
Get your money back.
Yeah,
she's biting up furniture.
Oh,
and you spent all this
Leroy, she'll chew it right on up now.
Yeah, you need to get your money back.
Oh, you know what?
When she was a pup, she did. When she was a puppy. Not anymore.
Oh,
when I first had her,
when
I first had her, she was off the chain because she'll chew up. Because that's what them dogs do. They like to chew a lot. So certain dogs, you know, have propensity to chew a little bit more than others.
Now, you don't let her lick you in the mouth, do you? And kiss her. You don't do that.
No, but I think Brock does, though, maybe.
No, man.
No.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. My neighbor kisses
well,
dog
actually,
right in
I think
mouth,
Maddie, too. Maddie sleeps with Brock, I think.
Well, that's for protection. That's different.
Yeah, they sleep in the same bed together.
Yeah.
Well, since you all
knocking on that window.
Since you all just
we did a good job of getting rid of that.
Destroyed this whole segment.
The CBS update.
Trying to get to the Have You Warmed Up to the Joy Love thing. You all forget.
Let's talk about that next
with
segment.
An animal 30
segment. Talk about. Come
it's
back
an
with
an
it. We'll
segment.
Get to it. Come back with it.
Go
we'll
to
get
update.
To it,
CBS update.
We got to get to an update. Okay, hold on. We got to get to an update in 2 minutes. But since y'all destroyed it anyhow, I'm going
to
further destroy it on the way out. I'm going
to
further destroy it on the way out.
Go ahead.
So the other night, we realized our dryer downstairs in the basement looked like, I don't know, it may have caught fire maybe at some point inside the dryer or something because it was all black and stuff in there. And then there's some blue stuff coming down the inside of it, whatever. And we've been having like little holes like popping up in laundry from the washer, the dryer. I've had these things for, 10 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was time. So last night decided to go look for a new washer and dryer and check it out and see what the deal was.
You shopping though? You just saying?
Hey man, I'm just saying. Washer and dryers have come so far in 10 years since I last bought a washer and dryer.
Too many.
Oh my! Well, we ended up getting a washer and dryer. We saved like $1,000. And the only reason we saved $1,000 was, as I found out after the fact, was because they weren't white. If they would have been white washer and dryers, it would have cost us $1,000 more. Because it was an off color, any color but white is cheaper. And why, you ask?
Yeah.
When we talked to Kay's mom, after we bought them, she's like, oh, you should have got white ones. Kay's like, what does it matter? She's like, because it's easier to find to match. She goes, now you got some color that you're going to have a hard time trying to match if one of them dies, or you're going to have to go buy the exact same one, and they're going to be mismatched. And then we saw afterwards how much more the white ones were. I'm like, and Kay goes, well, that must be what everybody thinks, like my mom, that everybody needs to buy white because they're easier to match later, but... Right. We didn't get white. We got a champagne.
Oh, you didn't get the scratch and dent.
We got a champagne.
Scratch and dent.
We got a champagne color. Huh?
Scratch and dent for about $250, cuz.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You get a one for like $1,000, they drop it, but it still work. Got a scratch on the back, yeah. Push it against the wall. $200, $250, that's what I get. Scratching that, because
yeah.
Well,
so,
I pay that money.
I was just amazed by how far these things have come. Like, I was, like, last night, I kept going in by camera, like, and it does this, and it does this, and it does that. And this yeah. morning, I
Take
was like,
wrinkles out,
oh, I can't wait.
It.
Yeah, steam. It's got steam, Leroy. Oh, I could not believe it. It's got, like, a sports clothing cycle and all this
man,
stuff.
Send me a picture of that thing. I'm getting excited. Man, I want to watch some clothes.
Man, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then, we didn't know this either. Apparently, it plays a song when the washing machine
what?
Ends. Yeah.
Boy, y'all rich people get on my nerves.
Man, I don't know about all that, but I was like,
is it Wi-Fi? You could, I mean, you,
yeah.
I mean, you could, like, an app or something?
Apparently,
or?
There is a.
Very nice.
I don't really understand what. We don't really know, technically. That wasn't the reason we bought it. We bought it because we wanted a bigger size drum.
Right, right.
That can
right.
do, like, the comforters and stuff in there and so forth.
Oh, so you don't have a little thing in the middle that
no,
comes up?
No, the agitator is not. There's no agitator.
Okay.
No agitator.
Now, people don't like that because there's nothing turning back and forth.
That's all I've ever
clothes.
Had. I've never had a washing yeah. machine that didn't have an agitator in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got one. You got the front loader then.
No. Nope.
You get a front loader.
Nope.
Top
on top.
Loader?
Top loader. Yeah.
I save your back.
No agitator.
It saves your back though, doesn't it? You have to bend over and do it.
I've
you
never.
Can just put it
right
up top.
I've never had the one where you load it in the front.
Yeah,
and I kind of thought it would be cool because I could wash the clothes, go around and have
yeah,
a drink
yeah.
and watch it. It'd
yeah.
be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But then the lady that was talking to us was like, okay, so if you go this way and you don't remember to keep it open after you wash the clothes, you're going to have mold issues on your door if you keep
Uh-oh.
Shutting it. And not because you have to leave it open to dry every time, or you're gonna have mold on the inside of that door with the front loaders. And I was like, okay, that's done. Let's go talk about the other ones, because I didn't want to be in that situation of screwing that up. So yeah, so that's why we
that's
went
awesome.
The other one. But man, I did not
See,
realize
way,
all the stuff.
Way more important than Jordan Love. That was awesome.
Coming up Pets next, have you warmed up
dryers.
To the Jordan Love pick? Try three on the Wendy's Big Show. Here is CBS News. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the fan.
What's up?
Steve Sparky Fife, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. We're going to get those Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day poll questions from Dan Plucker coming up here momentarily. The question is this: have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? Have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? We've had a poll up for about 24 hours right now. And you can, of course, jump aboard here.
Steve?
We're hoping to actually get some conversation in on it before we get sidetracked again. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. This all started yesterday afternoon here on the Wendy's Big Show. But to give you some context, let's go back to before the Packers made that draft pick of Jordan Love and what Leroy Butler had to say. Leroy, who's that player you avoid?
Love. Jordan Love, man. No. Way too raw and too wiry for me at the arm. They got the arm strength, man. If they talking about doing that, man, don't come out. You're going to have somebody sitting on the bench for 3 or 4 years, and every year you doing that, you're not getting to the Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years. If you draft a quarterback first round, you're telling your fan base two things. I have the roster without this pick to get to the Super Bowl, or you know what? I don't think that this particular pick, we're going to just build for the future, and I just don't know if we can beat some of these other teams.
So there you go. There's Leroy from right before the draft. I mean, obviously not expecting for the Packers to actually take Jordan Love, but they did.
Leroy's a smart dude, man.
Yeah, so that's what he had to say about Jordan Love. And obviously after the Jordan Love pick was made, none of us were very pleased about it. Now let's fast forward to yesterday when Leroy out of nowhere started talking about, he's grown on fans. Spark, you just don't know. And this is what he said.
And I would bet you, most people who felt like I felt, and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and most of America that was shocked that they took Jordan Love, I think they stepped back now and I bet they've evolved
Step
a little
back.
Bit. You know what? I get it now, LaFleur.
Mm-mm.
You got a right to get the offense that you want. You got a right to bring in A.J. Dillon to run the football because you think and I'm just guessing, the gold standard of San Francisco. We all didn't see that. That's why I say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What he see, we don't see. We're not in these meetings. We don't see. If they think he's Patrick Mahomes or any one of these guys, we didn't see that. That's why I said what I said. And if we rewind, I would say the exact same thing. If you're getting a guy that's not going to help you for 3 years.
All right, so there is Leroy Butler's hot take yesterday about Jordan Love. Have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick like Leroy Butler says you have? Louis and Franklin, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Louis?
What's up, boys? Good to talk to you as always.
Lou, where you been, man?
Man, I've been working, man. I gotta.
I like to hear that. That's what I'm talking about. Well, stay safe.
I might be in the silent minority here, but I never needed to warm up. I think it's pretty clear with how the league is trending. If you look at what Cam Newton signed for, Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott, Phillip Rivers, Foles, all these guys are getting moved because their output is not what an elite level quarterback should do. And I think what we're forgetting is we got a lot of top five players at their position that we're going to have to make decisions on, and some of them are going to be not good long-term decisions because the quarterback's making so much money here. And, yeah, he gave some money back, and he shuffled some money around for them, and we appreciate that. But this is how it goes, guys.
I don't know
if he's Jamarcus Russell. I don't know if he's Andy Dalton. I don't know if he's any of these guys, and nobody does. If he's really bad, they'll know that quick. They'll hang on to Rodgers, and they'll draft another one before he's done. If he's good, they'll move on so they can re-sign and not feel bad. Kenny Clark and Bakhtiari and Jair and all these guys that you can make an argument that are borderline perennial Pro Bowl players. If Kevin King stays healthy, his production was damn near all-pro level last year. And then you got Jair on the other side. It's very clear what they're doing, at least in my opinion. They're coming up with a scheme kind of like McVay has in L.A. where you don't need as great a talent at quarterback if you have talent on defense that's elite and if you have an abundance of talent around that player to offset that. Now, the one thing that you won't get is if your game plan goes astray, you won't have a special talent at that position that can still save you in games like that. And I think, you know, just my perspective, as you guys have known, I've been tough on Aaron the last 5 or 6 years. It doesn't mean he's not one of the 10 best quarterbacks I've ever seen, but he hasn't played like it in 5 of the last 6 years, whether it's injuries or declining, you know, play or late or not connecting with his receivers or playbook or change your play, whatever you want to say. They're starting to see that his talent maybe isn't balancing out some of the other stuff that I think we have a long enough and enough data points to tell us that the dude is difficult to work with. You know, he has struggles with relationships. And those things are you're willing to stomach if he's the best quarterback on the planet. If he's playing like Kirk Cousins statistically, and he's playing league average, and his completion percentage is dropping year after year, and his passer rating is dropping year after year, and he's not throwing as many touchdowns year after year, and you're giving the ball to the running back more in the red zone than throwing the ball. Those are telltale signs to me that they're looking to move to the next era of Green Bay football. And I think it's smarter on their part not to bet on them having a transcendent talent at the quarterback position, because to my knowledge, we'd be the first organization to have 3 straight Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row. But what you just can't have is Jordan Love be a complete and awful bust. If he's top half of the league, they're building the team for that so they can offset that with talent around him.
All right, thanks for the call, Louie. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, obviously it depends on who's around the player as far as how that player is going to play to a certain degree. And we've talked about it with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? Look at the offensive weapons he has around him. In all fairness, due to what he had with the New England Patriots, who Cam Newton is now walking into and saying, okay, so I got Julian Edelman and a couple of running backs. Decent. Not McCaffrey, but they're decent. And I got to make this work and carry this team to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Hey, man, And we talked about it yesterday. I'm sorry. That's going to be tough. Like, I don't care how good Cam is. That's going to be a tough one. And you look at Brady and you go, oh, this should be a little bit easier maybe than New England is. Grant you, he's got to learn maybe a different style of offense to a certain degree. I'm sure they'll play within a lot of what he wants to do under Bruce Arians in Tampa. But you would think his road to success is probably going to be easier in Tampa than Cam's road to success or attempted road to success would be in New England because of talent around them. And when you start talking about Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers and all this other stuff, if you believe that this is all about 2-3 years from now with the A.J. Dillon pick, the DeGuara pick at tight end, the Love pick at quarterback, and they're trying to build this thing to set up so when Jordan Love gets his time and Aaron Rodgers rides off into the sunset to his next team, that this team is ready to roll in the offense that they want for Jordan Love, makes all the sense in the world. If you look at this pick of Jordan Love and say, man, we're right there in the NFC Championship game. This should be a Super Bowl team for the next season. And you acted like we are in full-on rebuild mode coming off a 4-12 season. That is how this draft looks. It looked like a draft where you drafted several offensive linemen. It looks like a draft of a team that's coming off a losing season and going into rebuild mode for 2 or 3 years. That's what it looked like. It did not look like a team because San Francisco, if you look at what they did, that looks more like a team of, look, we're going to go try and win a Super Bowl. Like, our window's open. Let's go take advantage of it. The Packers look like a team that thought the window was completely shut, and they're trying to get it back open 3 years from now. Those are the two different drafting styles that we saw in this year's draft. Not to say that's how it's been in previous years with Ted Thompson, but in this year with Goody, that's how the draft appeared to be to me. Have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
People have been saying this stuff. It ain't just Brett Favre.
It's a different, again, now
how
you and
I different?
You and I can disagree on this, and I'm
well,
okay
how
with
is it
that.
Different? You let the media guy get away with it, but you won't let Favre say it?
You're damn right. One never played in the National
what?
Football League. The
what
other one's a Hall of
name?
Fame quarterback. The Hall of Fame quarterback knows what goes into playing that position. The
so
Hall
the
of Fame
media
quarterback
people don't know.
Knows what it goes into doing all this other stuff.
So the media people don't know.
Come on. Well, no, people
I'm
tell
just,
me that
I'm
every
day. I'm just asking you a question.
People tell me
so
that the, every day. Leroy, yeah, I'm used
no,
to
no,
it.
No, that's not what,
every
I don't care
day.
What people are telling you. I'm
you,
asking you
Leroy,
now.
When a Hall of Fame quarterback suggests that this dude go and play like Taysom Hill, to me, is absolutely insane.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
All right, there it was from earlier in the show.
Don't worry, Brett Favre. I got your back, dog.
The question was, Brett Favre says, Jordan Love could play a Taysom Hill role for the Green Bay Packers. Do you agree? We'll do that in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane coming up again in the 5 o'clock hour, so just about 7 or 10 minutes from right now. The question right now is, have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? And let's go to the poll results from our Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day poll question. And our guy, executive producer Dan Plucker, what do you have?
Yeah, so the question was, have you warmed up to the Jordan Love pick? Over 300 votes in, 55% of people say yes, they have warmed up to it.
Bingo.
All right, so Gary, are you surprised by that number?
I haven't warmed up to it yet, Steve.
Yes, you have. You don't want to admit.
No, I ain't warmed up to it.
Stop.
I gotta see first, Steve.
Oh man.
I mean, I gotta see. They're like 50 receivers they took in the first round. I gotta see what's going on, man. They I hope they don't make me mad this year behind this Jordan Love. Or I can't see him play. I gotta wait like 3-4 more years. I mean, it is what it is. Am I warmed up? I don't know if I'm warmed up.
Oh, I know you want Seneca Wallace back. That's what you want.
If you throw him out there tomorrow, he gonna look like Seneca Wallace.
No,
I'm talking about. I'm not gonna see this joker for another 3 years, man.
Good. That
I don't know what
win.
I got. I'm trying to win right now with Aaron Rodgers.
You
he
are.
Can't help me win today.
You are.
Today he can't. Today he can't. I don't know if I'm warmed up.
Turn his mic off, Steve. But we did.
Well, there you go. God just did it for you, Leroy. God just did it for you. He just took him right off the air, just as you said it. And you got some pull right there, Leroy.
Hello?
Yeah, you're back. You're back. Yeah. That was all LeBron.
Prayer night tonight. Prayer night.
Man, that boy sent some prayers on me just then. You better stop touching me from way over there. What's wrong with you?
Y'all boys better get saved, man. I'm telling you. Man. Get saved.
Yeah, that man. Was freaking right there.
Yeah, I just got freaking.
Listen, I think most people have said, listen, we're sick of not having a backup. Although I like Tim Boyle. He's the wild card. As long as he's in the building, there's no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. The pressure would be when they move Tim Boyle for like a fifth round pick, sixth round pick. Now it's just those two guys in the meeting room. They understand it's a business. Aaron Rodgers is okay with it. But as he was, as Brett Favre indicated, he was a little taken back that he wanted more weapons because everybody said these were supposed to be these great receivers. But they say, no, we like our receivers that we have because we want to be able to run the ball, play action, give these guys a chance to make a second move, throw it up. They're a bigger guy, big catch radius. So instead of being 23rd in the league in explosion plays, we want to try to get up to top 10. And the reason why we're going to do that is because our running game is going to be so powerful.
RC tweets at the fan. Does it really matter? Packers took them. No going back now. Don't see any reasonable reason to not be on board with the pick or to want him to fail. Hopefully he is the next great heir apparent to keep us from becoming Bear fans haunted by awful quarterback play every year for decades. That's RC tweeting at.
I like RC. You get RC a little heart now. We like that tweet.
We like that tweet?
Yeah, like that tweet.
Okay.
Yeah,
heart has been clicked. Heart has been clicked. It is liked. I just think I'm not rooting for the kid to fail by any stretch of the imagination.
No, nobody is that.
I think he can probably play in 3 years. I'm just saying from the aspect of that isn't what you do coming off of an NFC championship game if you believe in your roster. And it just screamed out loud that they did not believe in their roster and that they were about to start flipping things. See Brian Bulaga. And again, I'm not on board for paying that dude a bunch of money because I don't think he can stay healthy. But now, and we'll get into this tomorrow, you're going to replace him with Ricky Wagner and a great piece put out by Bill Huber. We're going to talk about tomorrow as far as, hey, we may have some red flags here on Ricky Wagner replacing Brian Bulaga based on what this Packers schedule looks like right now. And we'll get more into that tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show.
Two veterans on the offensive line. That's just a rumor. What? I heard they're going to sign two more veterans on the offensive line.
You heard that?
A couple days ago.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Means that it's not good for the rookies, but that would make sense that they would want some more help.
I don't necessarily want. See, here's the thing about it. If a bunch of rookies are playing, that means you're not very good. You don't want to be like the Giants. You want to sprinkle one or two guys in there. Your first-round pick, if he's starting, that means you weren't very good, right? We would agree with that. But if your first-round pick can sit back and take it easy for 3 years, that means you got a great team.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. Yeah. It is the Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here at Wendy's. Boy, a Frosty would be good right now. Nice Wendy's Frosty. Uh-huh. Good stuff.
It's
nice
going to be humid this weekend, too.
Warm outside. Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly. Yes. Perfect for your Frosties.
I eat Frosties year-round, though.
Yes, as do I. Yeah, no doubt. He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway comes up, Pick a Lane comes up next. Top three topics of the day. We'll see what you all think of those coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.